Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope that this Christmas you and your families truly experience his presence with you, to experience the presence of God who has come to be with us in your family, no matter what these days hold, that the presence of God, him with you and your family. I caught a little bit of the Christmas bug, not the good kind. So I just want to say a word about this Christmas gospel and to speak about it just in terms of the undistilled gospel, meaning no great elaboration, no stories with it, but just the gospel of Christmas, which the gospel is the truth. It's the truth about who God truly is and what he desires for us. The gospel is the good news, and it's the good news for you, the good news for humanity, and it's the good news about God, that what God reveals to us about himself at Christmas is that he desires, God himself desires closeness with us. God wants to be near us. That this is the great thing that he desires is communion with us, with humanity. And so he comes to us on this Christmas. And where does he come to us? He comes to us in a manger, which is a feeding trough, in an animal stable, which the whole thing is in this little dark cave, actually. It's kind of a disgusting place. Those of you who grew up on farms, you know this. That this is where God desired, though, to enter into the world. It wasn't just by happenstance, that all the inns were full and that they're like, well, there's this little barn out here. God desired to enter into the world in a manger and in the cave, the dark, filthy cave of a stable, because it's him revealing to you where he actually desires to enter into your life as well, which is in the cave. It's in the dark places, the places that are kind of disgusting. It's in the midst of sickness and injury. That's where God desires to enter in, to be close to you. In the midst of sadness, mourning, sorrow, depression, doubt, all that darkness, that's where God desires to enter in and to be close to you. In the midst of addiction, in the midst of fighting and conflict, this is who our God is, that he desires to be close to us, but where he desires to be close to us is in the same place that he entered this world, which is in the dark, forgotten, kind of filthy little corner of a cave. And how does he come to us? This God of ours, he comes as a little baby. Our God comes as a little baby because, everyone, God knows your heart. He knows mine. And he knows the effect that sin has on our hearts. That sin causes our hearts to become very small. Our hearts, which were created to be great and magnanimous and large and filled with God's love so that they could pour out God's love through sin, which we commit, but also sin committed against us and sin we encounter in the world, all of that, it has an effect on us. And God knows this. It causes our hearts to shrink and to become hardened. And so he comes to us this morning as a little baby because he knows sometimes the only way into your small, hardened heart which has been closed off to him in all other ways, is through coming as a vulnerable and adorable baby. A baby which can melt even the hardest heart and can get into the smallest of hearts. And why does he come to us, our God, in this way? Don't let his small size and cuteness fool you. Our God has come to us to save us. He has come this morning for one reason, and that's to save you from the pit of darkness and hell and Satan. That he doesn't desire that for you, but he's come to save you from it. From the very first day when he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. You know, when a baby is wrapped in swaddling clothes, it's unable to move even its arms and its feet. Yet from that very first day, he came for one reason. To the very last, in which on his last hour, unable to move neither his hands nor his feet, upon not the wood of a crib, but the wood of the cross, he has come for one reason, and that's to save us. Our God so desires to be with us that he wants to be with us both now and for all of eternity. And so when does he come to us, everyone? When does your God come to you who desires so much to be close to you? He comes now. God comes to you now. He comes with the urgency of the gospel. All of the saints, there was an urgency in the gospel. And he comes now in the sacraments where we're able to encounter him. Our God has descended into the depths of our fallen world so that even now you are able to touch a small piece of heaven in the sacraments. So you're able to see the light which comes to us in the midst of the darkness. So you're able to be filled with his presence. And this is my great prayer for you guys, for all of us, that you and your families are able to experience the presence of God who has come to us. Which everyone, what the presence of God is that is what joy is. That is what peace is. It is the presence of God, regardless of whatever else is surrounding it. Where God is, and where he's welcomed, and where he's received, that is where peace is. And that is where joy resides. And that is my great prayer for you, that you might experience him in your families throughout this day, and that you might be filled your own hearts in receiving him with his peace and with his joy, with him and his presence. Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all peoples. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. An infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Come, let us adore him.